If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried to come on over on the winning side. Come on over on the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. Oh, come on over on the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but no fire won't learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can't hurt me, cause we're on the winning side. Come on over on the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over till the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, well, God's got an army. We've been proved and tried. So come on over on the winning side. Come on over on the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got our banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over on the winning side. We march through the fire, but the fire won't burn. We march through the water, but no fair one will learn. Then we march through the lion's den, and old Daniel replied, these lions can hurt me, cause I'm on the winning side. Come on over on the winning side. We're following Jesus. We got a banner held high. We're God's mighty army. We'll not be denied. So come on over to the winning side.
You're not following Sam and Lorraine. You're following Jesus. You're following truth. It's just that we've been tried, like it says here. We've been proved and we've been tried. That's why we the Lord gave us this mandate. And he's the one that tried us. See, they threw everything at us they could. They used my wife like that over and over again. It's like back in the words of in the days of the Philistines when Simpson. Simpson demolished them, the Philistines, time and time and time again. And they were wondering where they where he gets his power from. Well, so they hired Delilah. They promised her a bunch of money if she could only find out where in his strength is. It's the same thing today. See, that spirit is not dead yet. That spirit was on these uncircumcised Philistines. They call themselves preachers and all that stuff. We're just telling the truth. We don't hate these people. They're caught up in something they don't even know how dangerous it is. They're deceived. They've been brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
And all we're doing, we're just exposing. We're just letting them know, hey, you're in the wrong business.
That's right.
It's none of God. It's just that they've been brainwashed, like we all were at one time. But God gave us grace. We found grace in the eyes of God. Now, all we're doing, we're just exposing it to God. But see, before God could use us, we had to be tested. They threw everything at us they could. Well, you don't have a job here. Well, I'll go find some work. I had my trust in God, not that diabolical regime. See, that's all, that Hunter, I think it's hard for people to fathom because they've been brainwashed. When we tell them it's of the devil, they think, oh man, this guy, he's out to lunch. But we're telling you the truth. We told you the other day how they make their preacher, just like they did back in the days of the scribes and the Pharisees. They go across land and sea to make a proselyte, to make a preacher, and then out of hand, he's just another young dictator. And he's got, some of them got more ambition than some, and then they become dangerous because they got a lot of ambition. And at the end of the day, it's all diabolic. It's just that simple. And we're just telling you the truth because that's why the Lord tested us back in the day. We went through the fire there. We went through the lion's den. And none of these things bothered us because we put our trust in Jesus. Now we can truly say, come on over on the winning side. If you're getting tired of losing life's war, and you keep searching for something worth fighting for, this thing is worth fighting for because it'll take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Wonderful words, beautiful words, wonderful words of love. Christ, the blessed one, gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Often pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. It doesn't say religion, it says Jesus.
That religion is all of the devil. You gotta get it. You gotta face reality. Mm-hmm. It's just what we're saying. Here's the truth. Mm-hmm. Satan, he's real. That guy, he works through deception. He loves these no-brainers. A lot of people, they're no-brainers. Mm-hmm. They're spiritual no-brainers. Mm-hmm. That Leonard from Delta, I don't hate the guy. I kind of used to know him before I began to preach back in the day. He wasn't that bad a guy, but that religion got to his head, you know. Mm-hmm. They want power, they want control. Mm-hmm. He's a spiritual no-brainer. When it comes to spiritual things, he's completely void of any spiritual interconnection. What is?
And that, amen.
And that's their leader now. That's their king. That's their pope. Mm-hmm. That give faction. All we're doing, we're taking the clothes off because up the road here, they'll find out they're naked. Spiritually speaking, that Leonard is naked. That Leonard is blind. He's wretched. He's poor. He's miserable. That's the same thing with all. And that Acadia guy, like, we know them personally. He's just a simpleton. Let's be honest. They got no spiritual connection whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Because all he talks about is the old faith. And they don't know that the old faith, they were a bunch of antichrists. That's all they were. That Jakob Uter and that Andreas Enterprise. And they don't see it. See, for you and I, everything is so, like, so simple. Because we see it in the eyes of reality. Like we know how Satan works. When God does something, we've said it over and over again. When God does something, Satan sets back and he sees how he can pollute it, how he can corrupt it. And that's exactly what happened back in the days of the early apostles when Paul warned them, when we go to sleep, after our departure, Satan will come in and he's not going to spare the flock. And he came in with his antichrist because John said, there's many antichrists that have gone out in the world. And these antichrists, they can do a way better job than a Christian can because behind it is the spirit. Satan knows how to manipulate the scriptures like he did back in the garden. Did God really say? And that's how he does today. We've been experiencing them like that Lyle Cook here. Mm-hmm. Is this really what it says? Is it really? Come on, so sleazy and so smeary, you know? And all we're doing, we're just taking the cloaks off because at the end of the day, we're just trying to prevent them, to make them to acknowledge it before it's too late. Just up 3 years up the road here, they'll see to the mountains falling and if they don't acknowledge what we're telling them here. To you and I, it's so simple. What Jesus said, only this will be eternal life. Only behind these angelic. These that I'm going to send these seven angels, and every church, it will have that angelic anointing. If you're disconnected from that angelic anointing, you are open vessel for Satan to take you out to hell and death. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And the church age, back in the church age of Sardis, God, that angel, that used Martin Luther's vocal cords. And anything outside of Martin Luther was going to take you to hell and death. And that's exactly what Jacob Hutter and Andreas Enterprise, they were combating. The devil used them to combat everything that Martin Luther said. Just shall live by faith. So what did they do? They come up with a program with works. Exactly the opposite from the just shall live by faith. And here, these closing days of time, here in Laodicea, we're just telling people the truth. We're telling people what happened in the church age of Laodicea. It was that angel, the church age of Laodicea, because we make everything up with scripture. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, see, these other people there, like Martin Luther and Apostle Paul, Irene, they were just the voices of that angel. But in the days of Thaisa, the voice of the seventh. So you and I, it's so simple. And you wonder why people don't get it. But see, if you don't believe us, you just kind of cry out to the Lord to help you believe, like this one guy. Do you believe? Yeah, I believe, but help my unbelief. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
got
to do something on your own. You can't expect us to chew your food for you. You got to show a little bit of effort. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. The brother Jack Bredham said you have to have an experience with God. Like he said, it's such a pity today to see men and women who have lived in church, been brought up in this cradle role, and know the Bible well, but yet has never witnessed an experience with God. What we need is to get back to a real heartfelt experience, to know who you've got faith in. Who you've got faith in. Do you have faith in that religious system? Because you've never had an experience with God. Once you have that experience with God, not some writing, but the true and living God who lives now. And he's like he said, these great theologians, they you know, they can teach you, but they've never had an experience with God. And if they've never had an experience in, how can you defeat the enemy? How can you tell people something that they don't really know themselves? They, like that Leonard, that Arnold, they've never had an experience, an encounter with God. And that's why they can't really tell you of this great God. Mm-hmm. They can only tell you of experience with that religion that they have. And that's all they can offer people. That's why it's dead right off the bat. There is no life in it. It's dead.
Amen to that. It's so simple for you, yeah. Right? On a hill called Calvary, Jesus, my Lord, suffered for me. Carried the cross on that day, my sins to atone. Then they nailed him to the tree. Great was the pain in the cross, and he suffered it all because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on the cross, was crucified. His greater love, my mortal man, has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, laid him in a lonely grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rose the stone away, and he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on the cross,
was crucified.
No greater love
a mortal man
has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. Then they carried him away, placed him in a lowly grave. Surely they thought this would be the end of this man. But on that third and glorious day, God came and rolled the stone away, and he rose from the dead because he loved me. Because he loved me, my Savior died on the cross, was crucified. No greater love a mortal man has ever been known. Oh, praise his name, I love him so. I am his, he's mine, I know. And he suffered it all because he loved me. That's what we keep saying, you know, the only sin you can commit is to reject Jesus. Mm-hmm. He died for everybody, but somewhere along the road of life, he comes to try to get your attention. And you can either do one or two things. We've experienced it many times. You run into people. The Lord was dealing with them, and we went to talk to them, and they knew exactly what we were talking about, but they decided they don't want no one. They don't want it. They rejected it, and they kicked the cane down the road, and but Jesus, he never gives up on the human being. He keeps coming back. The third hour, the sixth hour, even the 11th hour. Jesus keeps not giving. He doesn't give up on mankind. And you reject him today after maybe 6 months, whatever. He'll come knocking again. See if he's got a chance with you. That's the way And you keep hardening your heart. Every time you reject Jesus, you keep hardening your heart. And then it's pretty tough, the Lord, to get your attention once you've hardened your heart to the point where nothing can reach you. We've had people come to it. They've hardened their heart so many times that there's absolutely no way you can reach them. That's why we keep saying, you've got to have that encounter with God yourself. And then things will start opening up. Then you're going to understand what we're trying to say here. It's not about us. We're just happened back in the day. We did exactly what the Bible says. The Holy Spirit will come and He'll convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He'll convict that there's a hell out there. There's a hell just up the road when we die. You had to go to one of two places. You have Jesus, you've made your true one in your love with the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll take you over into glory. But if you haven't, you keep rejecting Him and rejecting Him, then He will not be able to take you. You're just going to go to hell. Just that simple. And that's the only sin. We keep saying it over and over. The only sin you can do is to reject the truth. Mm-hmm. This is here the truth for your day. And this truth will take you to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. And if you reject it, well, that the devil will get, that Roman Catholic system will, it's like a giant suction. Mm-hmm. It'll suck you into that religiology that Leonard and that Acadia guy caught up in, and all these religious zealots out there. You might think we hate them. No, we're come to Jesus' camp to set the captives free, and that's all we're doing. We're trying to set these, they're really spiritual no-brainers. Mm-hmm. And they don't like it when they talk like that, because they're very proud. They're proud of their religion. And when we call them, when they're no-brainers and simpletons, they kind of get offended. But see, the truth of the matter is, it's the truth of the matter. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. We've been through the fire, we've been through the water, we've been through the lion's den, but we came out the other side smelling like a rose. It didn't stop us. Yeah, we might have had a few hiccups. There's times I was not a happy camper, but I knew what I saw. I knew I had to keep my eyes on the goal, because back in the day, like I say, the Holy Spirit will convict you of sin and of righteousness. And for 2 years, I went around like a zombie, completely afraid of hell. And then the Lord came by my way and He forgave me of my sin. I became born again. But I didn't. I'm not this perfect human being. It takes a lifetime to shed all the garbage that we come into this world with. And to this day, I'm still battling. Still fighting with the natural man. That's the battle. It's the natural man. And we're just trying to put it out there for people to understand. Like we're not your Savior. We're trying to lend people to Jesus and to the truth of the day. This is the truth for your day. This is that voice that angel said, behold, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, that's going to be it. This is the seventh angel. The church age is the final church age. After that, it goes into judgment. And we're just putting on the finishing touches. We're just letting people know what be going on in the since 1906, when the church age of Laodicea kicked in. And what we're saying is 100% truth, and we're just trying to set people free. That's all we're trying to do. I've been up on the mountain with Jesus. I've been down in the valley so low. But if ever a time He deserts me, where with my troubles I go, so please let me walk with You, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone, for without You, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me. And I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with You, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without You, Lord, I could never, no, never make heaven my home. If I had all the wealth If I had not the love of my Savior, I would rather be dead than alive. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, don't ever make heaven my home. You found me when no one could help me. You found me when I was so low. You found me when no one could save me. And I did not know what to do. So please let me walk with you, Jesus. Don't ever leave me alone. For without you, Lord, I could never, don't ever make my home. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Until you at the most, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine.
I'm grateful to the Lord that back in the day when he came knocking, like the word says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Mm-hmm. And whoever, anyone, mm-hmm. will open up, I'll come in and sup with him. Back in the day in 1971, I opened up and he came, and we've been supping ever since. That's all we're doing. We're supping with the Lord. It's all about the Lord. You can never praise him enough, you know. Mm-hmm. To us, he's real.
Amen.
And on a day-to-day basis, he just really just happened to give us the understanding of his scripture. He given us the understanding what that religiology is out there. They're enemies of Christians. Because I can, the proof's in the pudding. I presented them with the truth and they rejected it. It helped me. One thing, they're not interested because they're not of God. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. If they would be of God, they would know exactly what we're talking about. And like when I heard it, I couldn't get enough of it. Tell me more, you know. Over and over again, the wonderful words of life. Mm-hmm. But this thing is real to you and I. We're not just playing the game. This is serious. This is our life. That's all we live for. Mm-hmm. We don't live for this world. This world doesn't have nothing. In the beauty of the lily, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make us holy, let us die to make all free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Well, we're kind of on to continue on.
nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15. Whatever exists now has already been. That's a repeat. The mm-hmm. devil, when he got back in the day, when he went up against God, God kicked him out, and he said, and then he became weak, like when these demons, they were down in hell already. When he came down, they told him, have you become weak as we? He's got no brains. He's mm-hmm. like that Arnold and that Lenifer. But they, spiritually speaking, they got no brains, you know. They just got religion. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. We're telling you the truth. Don't put your trust in them, because all they want to have tradition and religion, and then they'll pass another code, then they'll have another conference, and then they'll pass another law and all that garbage. But it's got nothing to do with Christianity. It's just religion. And like it says here, whatsoever exists now has already been. And like I say, Satan, he's a no-brainer when it comes to spiritual things. Mm-hmm. All he has is religion. Mm-hmm. Whatever exists now has already been, and whatever will be has already been, because Satan, he doesn't have, he's not anointed of God. That's why it's important to listen to these angels, his anointing, because Brother Jackson, he said it. He gave us a lot of things. There's a lot of things that's new that Brother Jackson brought. But see, under Satan's religiology, there's nothing new. It's just a repeat, another repeat, and another repeat. Exactly what the devil did back when Jesus was here. He just used these scribes and these Pharisees and these no-brainers to continue on with his program. And they were giving Jesus, always giving Jesus a rough time, because that's all the devil can do. He's an enemy of God, the Satan is, but God keeps him around for some reason, just to test you and I. But to you and I, the devil, he's a flea. All he can do is harass you and that's why he works with your system. He's got control of your body, because that's the only weapon he has to work with you to try to discourage you and all that stuff. But see, you live above that. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And you and I, we decided one day we want to work for the Lord. That's all we're doing. Whatsoever exists now has already been. And what will be has already been, and God will see to it that he'll call it into judgment. It's just that simple. Everything of the devil will be called into judgment. But anything of God does not come into judgment, because you've passed from death unto life. That's what Jesus said back when he was here. He kept saying it over and over. All it was about believing. If you can only get yourself to believe on him whom God had sent. And his hour was believe in Jesus. And then, like that woman at the well, when they were all looking for something, they knew there was something in the air about the Messiah is coming. And Philip, come and see if this is him that we've been looking for. And that woman at the well, said, when she had her encounter with Jesus, she went into town and said, come and see, is this not him? That tells me they were all looking for a Messiah, because the air was charged up with an atmosphere. The Messiah must be around somewhere. Come and see, is this not him? Then Jesus comes along and he says, all you got to do is believe. He that believes on him whom God has sent has eternal life and will not come into judgment. That's just the word of God. And then when he goes off to see, before he went to Calvary, we keep saying it over and over again, before he went up to Calvary, he said, this will be eternal life. The program will continue. Just because I'm gone, I'm going to be crucified, but this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. That's the only thing that you can trust. You can only trust those seven stars, those seven angels that Jesus held in his right hand back in the book of Revelation. And anything outside of that, believe you me, Satan will get a hold of it, and he'll send in his Antichrist. That's exactly what he's doing for the last 2,000 years. He'll send in these Antichrists, and they can do a way better job. They can talk so, and they can be so anointed that you would believe, oh man, he must be right, because He could talk so fluently and everything. See, we're not, you and I, we can't talk so fluently as a lot of these antichrists. They know exactly the word because Satan, he anoints them and they can say it. And but he does it for the wrong purpose. He does it to deceive them and to send them out to hell. And that Leonard and these thugs, I keep mentioning their name because they're enemies of the cross. They're enemies of truth. They're enemies of Jesus. They love that tradition. They love that power. That's all they've ever wanted. Of all the that's the only dimension that they can live in because they have not had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. If they would have that encounter, they would have not have told me to get up, like until sundown, to get out of here. They would embrace it with a passion, just like you and I did when we heard that God sent the prophet. Oh, man, I couldn't get enough of it. The same with you. That was an answer to my prayer. That was the desire of my heart was filled. And like I'm saying, we're just right now, we're exposing them. And we're still thinking a lot about what happened back in the days of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying. See, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And the same thing today. The word of the Lord came to you and I. And God sent the prophet. But we didn't know where it was. We never heard of it. The religious world had never told us anything about that. Mm-hmm. I was 45 years in that compound. Not one word did I ever hear about God sending a prophet. Mm-hmm. When we heard it, it just tickled our heart because we know it was true. And that's what we're about. We're just telling people what happened to us so they can do the same thing. See, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And he had no other option. But the Lord comes and speaks to you. It's like he came to speak to me, saying, "I'm coming soon." Back 2 o'clock in the morning, he woke me up, saying, "I'm coming soon." Something in my heart, I knew it was the Lord, and the Lord speaks to us, you know, but just like he did with Jeremiah. And the Lord said unto me, "Behold, I put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set over thee the nations, and over thee the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, then to build and to plant." How do you build it? You build it with truth. What are you bringing down? He didn't go in there and destroy their buildings. He went and destroyed their religiology, mm-hmm. their diabolical, their false gods. That's what he did. He came to destroy. That's all we're doing. We're destroying that Leonard and that Joe from Cyprus and his religious talk. We're destroying their kingdom. We're just exposing it, and we're telling how stupid it is. Like they're no-brainers. And when it comes to spiritual things, they pretend that they know anything about God, but they have never had that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why they're doing the things they do. All it is religiology, and then when we're done with that religion, they bring in more codes and more laws and more regulations and more traditions. That's all that, mm-hmm. that whole thing is built on. But we're just trying to expose it to the best we know how. And then we talked about how they make their preachers, you know, they go out there and they make a preacher, and just what they did back in the days of Jesus, it just keeps on going. They went from land to sea to make a preacher. Yeah, they call it a proselyte, but today we got to bring it into today's land. Today it's a preacher. They go from college to college to make a preacher, and then one day made one, they make sure that he follows the tradition of the elders. See? He's on that shell now. He's on that railroad track. He can't go off. He's kind of a slave to that Leonard and to their leadership. He's a slave to the system now. That's and right. I thank God every day that my son didn't fall for the, didn't get caught up on that railroad track that they're all on. Because once you're a preacher, you gotta toe the line. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You gotta toe their line, but.
And you know, even if they cheat or not, you know, people are so fixated if they cheated or something. The whole concept of it is wrong. Yes. The concept of putting somebody in a hat and pulling out a lot, that is just human nature. There is nothing behind it. See, the Holy Spirit elected and called out Paul as an apostle. And they cast lots for Matthias, but it was the Holy Spirit that called Paul as an apostle to the Gentiles. And see, that's how it works in the grace
after
age.
After the Pentecost.
That's right. After the conversion, the Holy Ghost came, and they were, the Holy Ghost was the one leading and guiding and orchestrating all that, you know, not some man, some intelligence and man-made religion. That's not who was in charge of this. So cheating or no cheating, or the whole concept is not biblical. It's
a big
wrong.
Bad lie.
It is, right? So if it's wrong and a lie, of course it's going to be the side of wrong is going to take over. You know, it's if it's not in the right spirit, then it's going to take a negative turn.
Amen. That Leonard and his crew, yeah, we keep that Leonard because he's the king now. He's the king of the county. That's why we mention him. He's the king of that holy circle. Back in the day of his father-in-law, that Eli from his preacher there, they were always fighting for a position. They always wanted that leadership position. They were always harassing that little Joe from Sunnyside. He was the bishop at that time. And they were always harassing him, and they were always fighting for that position. And that old Leonard's dad from Sturgeon Creek, they were always wanting his position. And then when they couldn't get it by being voted in, they started to form a committee. See, that Leonard, he was not voted in. That other group, that Euler group, they still vote in their elder. But they lost the votes every time. See, that guy from Sturgeon Creek, that Sam Leonard's dad, he never got enough votes to get in there. Neither did that Eli from Hidden Valley get enough votes. They were the runner up, but they never get the votes to become bishop, to become the elder. And then what they do, then they disconnected that voting, because they would never, that Leonard would have never got voted in. Neither would that Blomegar Jake would ever get voted in. So what they did, they set a committee up, and then they do exactly what the popes do. The people, they don't vote the pope in. The deacons and all these hierarchies, they ordain the pope, and that's exactly what they're doing now. That Gibb faction, they don't vote anymore. They just ordained, because the ones that they want then for an elder, they never got the job. They were always voted out. So that whole system is corrupt. Like I say, that's all they live on. It's a materialistic, earthly system. It's a kingdom of this world. Mm-hmm. These are the kingdom of this world. That Delta, that's Leonard's kingdom. That Vermilion, that's that preacher's kingdom down there. That we drove down through that Windy Bay, called it some time back, and we saw that Lawrence there, the preacher, a wonderful preacher, wonderful person. But that Windy Bay, that's his kingdom. When he drives in late at night, when he comes on, that's his kingdom. When you go over to that Valley View Colony, that's that Levi's kingdom. It's their kingdom. The kingdoms of this world are coming down, and we're just exposing it for what that Hutterite system is, because that's what the Lord. That's what the Lord wants us to expose that system for what it is. It's nothing but a worldly kingdom. It's got nothing to do with Christianity, because I proved it time and time again. I brought the truth to them time and time again. But because they're not of God, they do not want the truth. Because I simply told God sent the prophet. I simply told you, your baptism is of the devil, because we know what we're talking about. Even like that making the preacher thing. I remember that Eli from Hidden Valley, that old preacher. He's dead now, but I remember hearing going to church. I don't know where it was, over at Hidden Valley. Sometimes when you're at the colony and you end up at church time, then they want you to go to church. So I went to church, and then when it comes to praying, he was praying, like really get involved in praying, that his sons and his grandsons and his great sons for generation after generation will be in that high priestly position, will be a preacher. That's what he said. He, because that's all that's the only kingdom that they know. So here he's out here praying that God will allow them, that his children will be in the preacher position. And then his grandchildren will be in the preacher position. And then his great-grandchildren will be in the preacher position. And like they're no-brainers. They don't know what they're asking for. They're asking for something that, for a kingdom that these children and his grandchildren will be part of that kingdom of this world. And that's all they got to look forward to. And now all of a sudden, his children are pretty much all preachers, and his grandchildren and his in-laws and his outlaws, they're all in that preacher position. Because that's all they know. That's the category that they're living in. And like I say, I know I'm coming across pretty strong with a lot of people, but we're just telling you, we're just doing exactly what God told Jeremiah. We're exposing it. How diabolic that thing is. Imagine where you and I are coming from, and then we know that being a preacher in that system, you just become a two-fold child of hell. That's what Jesus said back in the day, and that because it's the same thing. It's the same thing as it was back then. They make a proselyte, and then when they make one, he just becomes another two-fold child of hell. Imagine you praying that your children become two-fold children of hell, because what you're doing, you're robbing them from their God-given ability, and you're giving them a job. But it's all one big fat lie. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to bring out, because that's why we ask the Lord to give an increase, because we just, what we say, it's pretty hard for me to explain everything I see, but that's why the Lord has to give that increase, that you see the same picture that we're seeing. Just mm-hmm. that simple.
That's right, because when you try to substitute what God is doing, behind it is Satan, and he gives a false anointing. That's why it says, the anointed ones in the end time, and that's an anointing that Satan has on people, and they're able to fulfill their agenda, because behind it is that false anointing that Satan gives people. See, when the things of God are real, and people depend on every day from God, you know, the anointing. Just like when Lucifer fell, he was cut off from that life-giving source of God. That's why all his things that he does is old. They just have a repeat. Those are the things of Satan. They just repeat themselves, because one day God's going to call it all into judgment. But the things of God, they work at a totally a different level. Just like we read yesterday and the day before, that how the kingdom of God operate. You know, if you want to be great, you become a servant, you become a slave, and that's totally the opposite of what you see in that leadership system of those religious systems. Those leaders, they dictate to the people, they force tyranny on it, and it's totally the opposite. Like when you will read, like when the founders, when America was founded, and they came up with this Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and there was Madison and Jefferson that were really instrumental in putting all that together, because they came from this old world, from that European structure of kings and tyrannies and kingdoms. They wanted to totally away from that sort of thing, and they wanted somebody that the people would elect. And that's how America was founded, on freedom, on liberty, on what God has created us for. They wanted nothing to do with that system. And that's the same system that the Hutterites have. You know, they have these popes and
European system.
Yes, that's how they function, and it's very much, it takes you right back to that old world, even Roman Catholicism, of the popes, how they dictated and ruled that whole European world. And those founders wanted nothing to do with that, and because Enid was the way the God was inspiring these men was on the basis of Christianity, mm-hmm. how God wants to be the ruler mm-hmm. of his people and lead his people, and in a sense of freedom and liberty and our God-given rights, not being locked up in some institution, in some religious organization. That is totally opposite of what God has.
And like I said earlier, they quit voting him in. They get fiction. They don't vote their bishop in anymore. But that Lena, the Acadia guy, they vote theirs in, because that Holy Circle, they never did get voted in. They never voted in Leonard's dad. They never voted in Leonard's father-in-law, because they were short on votes. And so they come up with another plan. From now on, we're not going to vote them anymore, because they didn't vote their pope. Didn't vote their pope in. Uh-huh. So they got ticked off, and then, we'll come up with a new... The committee is going to put in an album, mm-hmm. and that's why Jake from Bloomingard, he would have never got any vote, because he's got no character. He doesn't know how to handle people. He's a very vicious man. And then the committee put him in there. They put in their pope. And the same thing with that Leonard. He got in by the committee. The majority mm-hmm. told him, because that's all he ever wanted. Mm-hmm. That's all they... Yeah. We're just exposing it, how corrupt it is, and we just hope someday that they'll come to their senses and accept it as their truth. The truth of the matter is God sent the prophet. And that's all that's been my song and then for the last 40 years, to tell them that thing is not of God, and to accept the truth for your day, to accept the message that God brought through the vocal cord, our brother Brenham and brother Jackson. And that's where it's at. That's the only thing that you have here in this closing chain of the time, because just under 3 years up the road here, the mountains, they'll say to the mountains, fall on us unto the hills, cover us from him that's coming back, because Jesus is coming back to rule and reign. He, like I said the other day, he's not coming back as a little baby in a manger. He's coming back as King of Kings, as Lord of Lords, with all thousands upon thousands of angels standing before him, the saints of all ages coming back with him to rule and reign. And he's gonna show his might and his power, that they'll say to the rocks, fall on us, because we rejected the truth. There was a truth given to us in our generation, and we rejected it, and we rejected it, and we keep on rejecting it. And now they're saying to the hills and to the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Just 3 years up the road here. We got it right down to the day, and the fall of 2028. That's going to be all over but the cry. And we're putting all our resource, everything that we have and do is sending. We're sending out the warning to a lost and dying world here in these closing days of time. Just that simple. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, Lord. We just pray that you'll take these words and let them speak to the hearts and minds of people, Lord, about the truth of religion and what it's all about. And we pray, Lord, that the truth will set them free. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.